What's up, family? Welcome back to the Stop Sinking Show, where we go from struggle to flow. You read that right. I said, don't be a leader. Now, why would I say that? Isn't everything we talk about here about growing and succeeding, which eventually means you might be in a position to lead? Yes, that is what we talk about here. But there is a fundamental flaw in reasoning as to why most of us want to be leaders, or why you want to succeed for that matter. The thing that drives you to become one is something to really question. What are you trying to prove to yourself or to others? What are you looking to attain? Or what is it that you think you will finally get to? What does that mean for you? What void are you filling? Or what reward do you think you will finally get that you think you deserve after all the hard work and time you've put in? Do you just want the reward? Or are you ready for the responsibility that it comes with? It's like everyone want to be a boss, but nobody really want to do what the boss does. Nobody want to do boss things. Nobody wants the stress, the risk, the uncertainty, the doubts, the years of grinding and sacrifice, the self-development it takes, the fighting with yourself, the demons. Everybody wants to be a boss. They don't want to do the boss activities. And being and doing has an intimate relationship. And the word leader implies the person who does the leading. Leading is an action verb. It's the activity that you sign up for, or all the things that come with being a leader. It's not the noun leader at which you arrive as it's some destination. According to The Motive, the book, there are only two motives for why someone wants to be a leader. First is that they actually want to serve others, to do what is necessary to bring about something good for the people that they lead. They understand the sacrifice and suffering are inevitable in this pursuit, and that serving others is the only valid option, the only valid motivation for leadership, which is why the phrase servant leadership is redundant, because there's no other right way to lead. The second basic reason why people choose to be a leader, the wrong reason, is that they want to be rewarded. They see leadership as a prize for years of hard work and are drawn by its trappings, attention, power, and money. Like, of course I should be a manager and eventually be the CEO for all the years of work that I've put in. Isn't that the whole point of this? So I can eventually climb this corporate ladder all the way to the top. And having arrived there eventually, aren't I supposed to now not finally enjoy it and do whatever I think is important, only do what I enjoy doing? And even if this sounds logical to you, the reality is that when a leader is motivated by personal reward, they will avoid the unpleasant situations and activities that leadership requires. They will be selfish and avoid the tedious and uncomfortable responsibilities that only someone in their position can do, like having uncomfortable conversations with your team, holding them accountable to help them grow, to shape the culture. This isn't about just leading a company either. A father who wants to be a father because he thinks it's fun, or thinks that parenthood should be convenient and does it to fit his own selfish desires, any parent will find it difficult to be there for the kids and all their activities and all the other work that it takes. It's easy to become a parent, but to actually parent, to do the parenting, the action part, is the effort. Many of us want to be a leader. Few want to do the leading. In the book, they share this point through changing the title of a CEO from chief executive officer to chief executing officer, to point out the fact that it isn't some title to have, that you are an executive. It's the role that you are in, that you must be playing, the executing, the executing, whatever. And it's a key difference because, again, if all the years of work, you finally arrive to the C-suite and are the CEO, you will be tempted to rest on your laurels and delegate away and avoid the most important parts of the influence you are meant to have. You will enjoy the title and forget the responsibility. They call this in the book reward-centered leadership versus responsibility-centered leadership. The reward-centered one has a belief that being a leader is the reward for hard work. So the experience of being a leader should be pleasant and enjoyable, and they should be free to choose what to work on and avoid anything mundane or unpleasant or uncomfortable. A responsibility-centered leader has the belief that being a leader is a responsibility. The experience of leading should be difficult, challenging, though it will still have some personal gratification in there. And maybe none of us are entirely one or the other, but where you spend your time, most of your time, will determine how well you capitalize on the opportunities in front of you. It's what makes the difference between a star ball player and the one that sits on the bench and the one that the team doesn't trust to take the shot. All that is earned in every moment in how you carry the responsibility of being on the team, being a leader in your own role. Some people look at that as a reward, that they finally made it to be a pro player so they can finally have the house and the cars and the lifestyle that they wanted. They squander a lot of it. And their own talents, they squander as well by partying too much and not being focused enough to improve on their craft. And we already know the likes of Kobe, who would have worked harder than everyone on the team, 3 workouts a day, and remained focused while everyone else went out to party. So I wouldn't pass the ball to you either if I was him, if I even got the slightest bit of feeling that you weren't as serious as me. To a leader who recognizes the responsibility, it's personal. So to see anyone else not respect the opportunity, the position, the title, the role, the shot, is insulting. The next time you think you want to be a leader, ask yourself, why? And not why do you want to be a leader? Ask yourself, why do you want to do what a leader does? Knowing damn well it's not easy and will require you to be uncomfortable and push yourself. Why do you want to take on the responsibility for other people's well-being and growth? Or is that what you want at all? Do you understand that that's what it comes with? Are you ready to do the leadership, the leading? Just think about being led by a leader on either end of this margin. Imagine working for someone who sees you as a part of their responsibility, who is invested in your growth because they realize that if you win, they win. And so on top of all the things that's on their plate, they will go out of their way to coach and nurture your development. Now imagine, or just think back to a time where your manager was just someone who saw his job as having finally made it, who didn't share any of the load with you, who couldn't even maybe relate to your day-to-day struggle, let alone be able to help you through it, who you then lose respect for because he expects more from you than he does from himself. One sees authority as a way to influence the best out of people. The other sees authority as a way of power and control. Which one is actually a leader? Who is actually doing the leading? You might want success, but do you also want to do the things a successful person does? Do you actually want the responsibility, the weight, or do you just want the crown? I love you, family. Stay true always. I see you on the next show.